When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. You can call it any name you want, but it is a Tuesday in the nation's capital and beyond, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. And here's what I know. Those of you that want to call it by a certain nickname.
Those of you. A one rather large individual.
You can call it whatever you want, but here's what I would say. Not every show has a Super Bowl champ on it. Well, and on Tuesdays, this show does.
And not every show has a genius gypsy.
Ooh. That's a good point.
Behind the controls.
And you know what?
And not every show has a national legendary broadcaster.
Well, I don't know.
At his helm.
I'm just here to ride your coattails for the next three hours talking New York sports.
Anybody that can host a five-hour national radio show on demand.
Oh.
Caught off guard. Going
completely.
Up against Rivalry Saturday, which I guarantee you has got to be one of the lowest rated talk radio show days, having been on the air up against it.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, congratulations.
I was kind of jacked up on Mountain Dew that day. There is no doubt about that. Yes, indeed. That was a fun day on Saturday. We're going to talk lots of college football later on in the show because I want to get Doc's thoughts on Ohio State, Michigan. Obviously, the brawl and the plant flagging thing afterwards. And not only that, it was not relegated to just that. There was Florida, Florida State, Arizona, Arizona State. There was one other one. Steve Sarkisian jumping in and saying, hell no, that's not going to happen on my watch at Texas A&M. We'll get to all of that. We'll get to the end of the Penn State-Maryland game. We'll try and figure out what the hell's going to happen in the rankings tonight as they come out. With Miami being upset, with obviously Ohio State being upset and more, we are going to do a good helping of college football later on. But, Doc, open up with two things. Before we get to the Commanders, this is kind of breaking news, so I'm just seeing this within the last 2 minutes right before we hit the ear. Azeez Al-Shaair, the linebacker, for the Houston Texans, who viciously hit Trevor Lawrence the other day as he was going into a slide. And I mean, it was about as hard of a hit as you are going to see when it comes to the head area of a sliding player, a Golden Boy quarterback. I know Trevor Lawrence has not had a good year. I know he had a really rough second half of the year last year. Still a former number one overall pick on a mega money deal. And he's still one of... Again, the faces of the NFL has been suspended. Not Trevor Lawrence, I should say. Azeez Al-Shaair has been suspended for 3 games by the NFL for the hit on Trevor Lawrence. And I ask you just right off the top, and I don't know if he's got a history that I'm unaware of. He does?
Yeah.
Okay. So that certainly contributes to that. Now, maybe he'll get it knocked down to two games. Yeah. I don't know, upon appeal and all that stuff.
He's offered that, and it may end up getting knocked down.
But three games, is that sound about right to you?
It does to me, and it may end up getting knocked down to two.
Yeah.
We're not going to solve it today. It's you slide late, your subject. He's an overly aggressive individual, mm-hmm. which most defensive people are trained to mm-hmm. be. And he has a history. His history is why it's deserving, in my opinion. We got a problem
mm-hmm.
as to these quarterbacks don't know how to defend themselves and give it up. We're going to just run out of bounds. You should probably just run out of bounds or throw the ball down and throw it incomplete, because we deal with this a lot. It's tough. There's clearly, it's not being taught to the degree that our guy seems to not. He showed he could slide, and then he stopped doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks clumsy. It looks like you're going to get hurt mm-hmm. even falling. It's an issue that hopefully it won't cost somebody a broken limb to get it solved. But we clearly now have a problem.
We have a problem both ways.
Falling. Do you slide? Do you fall?
Right.
The defensive people have been told, do not do this. It hurts the game. They have to be disciplined. And most of them are. You know now, don't do it to that guy, the quarterback, when he's vulnerable.
So here's where I get confused, though.
Mm-hmm.
There are times in the rules, if I'm not mistaken, where a quarterback is not subject, i.e. when he's out of the pocket and mm-hmm. as a runner, when he's not subject to the normal quarterback protection. But mm-hmm. in this case, I believe, because he had slid and mm-hmm. given up, right, they still consider that obviously an illegal hit, right? So it's only like if Trevor Lawrence was running and not sliding that he is able to be hit. Now, you still can't go helmet to helmet.
He went after him. He's a guy with a record.
Right. So,
you're going to be looked upon that way.
Even if Trevor Lawrence went down late, which I think we would probably all agree that he did. And even though he's clearly out of the pocket, and maybe, again, he goes down late, and it's really hard to play a physical, aggressive style, yet also be cautious and not targeting, if you will. I guess what I would ask you off the top, as somebody who played the game, to me, I think it's easier to do than people make it. Well, what was he supposed to do? Well,
play by the rules. Wrestling does it. Do you want to make money? Here's the deal. Simple solution, and we can move on. You want to make money? The Golden Goose, the quarterbacks. They're trying to tell you how to preserve these people mm-hmm. so your salaries can increase.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to be a jackass and knock them out and lose your leverage.
I mean, that's an indirect way of looking at
it, right? That's the only way I look at things, straight.
But the direct way of looking at it is, if somebody there's a difference if a running back goes through the pile.
They don't
care
about backs.
Well, true, but what I guess what I'm saying is, if a running back goes through the pile, right, and kind of lowers his head a little
bit. Nobody cares, Chris. Nobody gives a damn about running backs. They get abused. Nobody cares. It's the one position, the quarterback, they're trying to maintain.
But is it because, I guess where what I'm trying to get at is, Trevor Lawrence was not just a quarterback. He was a quarterback who, in this particular case, slid and clearly gave himself up.
That's how you view him.
That's the penalty.
He's a quarterback. And they got to telling you, no matter what he does, he's a quarterback. If wrestling can figure it out how to do the things they do, as dangerous as they may appear, they follow the rules with it, because they know they don't want to kill the sport. Very simple. It's not right, but it's what the rules are.
But yet in wrestling, occasionally, guys slip up and make a mistake.
Most people do it in the NFL. This guy's a repeat offender.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wants to see the league grow and his check expand, get with the program.
Mm-hmm.
His coach has got to defend him in that way. The guy's defending, it's going to happen.
Well, his GM is going off right now.
Well,
Nick
everybody's
going
to do that. But you know what? I mean, the whole thing is rigged. So from the point where defensive people, if I land on you a certain way, I'm penalized. Mm-hmm. Are you serious? a sport that was, from what it is, they had to try to change it for a specific reason. It's television.
All right, let me ask you this, though. If a defensive lineman, say Dexter Lawrence, just use him as an example, or just any other 325-ish pound guy, lands on a quarterback, right, and drives him into the ground or what have you with his weight, it's a 15-yard foul. It's not a suspension. We only suspend people when we see this.
It depends
egregious hits to the head.
Because it's open field, and they're trying to tell you, don't do it. He broke the rules, period.
But I guess what I'm asking is, in the case that I suggested, it's also still the quarterback, right? But in this case, it's the quarterback on the run, out of the pocket, full speed, who goes down a little bit late, but clearly gives himself up. But he's the quarterback. And you're saying he's suspended for 3 games because it's the Golden Goose, it's the name of the game, it's the league, and so on and so forth.
They made it very clear how to do it. He broke the rules.
Right. And that's my point is, yes, it's the quarterback, but it's also because the quarterback slides, gives himself up, which you don't see with necessarily running backs.
Running backs don't give themselves up. Yeah. And even if they did, nobody cares.
And even wide receivers that get hit, I guess, going
nobody
across
cares.
The middle.
Nobody cares.
They might be defenseless, but they're not sliding and giving themselves up.
But nobody cares. It's an oddity. It's the way the rules are. So whether you like it or not, it's what the rules are. Abide by it. He's a repeat offender.
Mm-hmm.
And he got busted. They'll probably go down to 2 games, and we just move on.
All right. Well, before we move on, because this is pretty big news. I mean, everybody's talking about it, whatever. Nick Caserio, the Houston Texans GM, the general manager of the team that just lost their inside linebacker for 3 games in a playoff chase, is pretty darn pissed off at the NFL. So we wanted to bring you this audio, just get a quick reaction to it. Maddie, it's about a minute and a half, right? Is that what it is? About a minute and a half or so? So listen to this. Just moments ago, Nick Caserio speaking about the 3-game suspension that has been initially leveled to Azeez Al-Shaair for the hit on Trevor Lawrence of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Quite frankly, it's unfair. And I'd say one of the biggest issues that, and I probably speak for a lot of teams, not only the Houston Texans, but I think that's all teams ask for is consistency from the league. And I'd say in this situation, I mean, quite frankly, there's no consistency at all relative to the level of discipline that's been handed down. So when you go back, let's look at this season. Okay, we had multiple situations, multiple examples. All right, two really good players, I would say. Branch ejected against Green Bay, right? Plays the next week against us. Okay, Derwin ejected, all right, got suspended for 1 game. And Derwin's a great player, and Derwin's had some other situations that have come up. And I'd say even going back here, a player that we know well organizationally here, Kareem Jackson. Kareem's a good player. Was ejected, fined, and then suspended after 3 games. So we're going to say Azeez Al-Shaair, who nobody embodies our program more than Azeez, what he's about, what he's been through. You all know his story. There's not a more selfless individual, more about the team, who's earned the respects, that represents everything that we want this program to be about. I mean, this morning he was at a United Way event. So we're talking about some of the commentary that has been made about his character, about the person that he is, about what his intentions are, from people that, quite frankly, don't know anything about Azeez Al-Shaair. Okay? And for the league to make some of the commentary that he made about lack of sportsmanship, lack of coachability, lack of paying attention to the rules, quite frankly, it's embarrassing. So I think the big thing from our – and I talk about a player who's never been suspended, never been ejected. So now we're saying that he's going to be suspended for 3 games. So, look, it is what it is. I think the big thing from our standpoint, and all teams want, is just some level of consistency. And we've talked to the league, quite frankly. We don't have a good explanation. DeMeco talked to them yesterday. So, I mean, it is what it is.
All right, so that is Texans general manager Nick Caserio just a little while ago. Very upset, obviously, about the 3-game suspension. Now, he mentioned in that, Doc, that he's never even been ejected, never mind suspended. So, to me, from what I just heard, now filling in some of the gaps because I wasn't able to, just with everything that we have going on, if we're going from 0 to 100 here, or the equivalent, I think that is pretty harsh. I know it looked really bad, and I know we're trying to protect the quarterback. I got it. I understand. And it looked brutal. But to Caserio's point, you can't take a player who's never been suspended, if I heard that right, and never been ejected, if I understood Caserio's point right, and go, oh, we're going to slap you with a 3-game suspension. Now, what they can do is reduce it down to 2, and that would be likely what they're going to do. But still,
if you go 10 minutes ago, it's going
to
happen.
Right, but if you go from 0 to 2, if there's no history here of suspension, some of those guys, like Derwin James, has been suspended before. You remember when Brandon Merriweather was here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Merriweather got suspended because Brandon Merriweather continued to have issues. He continued to get fined, continuously getting fined. Then they suspend you. Then they suspend you more. I think at one point he got suspended for 3 or 4 games because he could not stop. There was a safety on the Ravens, not Ed Reed, but somebody else on the Ravens that continuously had problems. Mm. And I can't remember who it was.
I don't know.
But I guess the point is it's like a progressive discipline, a progressive punishment, a progressive, climb, if you will, through the discipline system. And unless I'm understanding this wrong, Caserio's saying, whoa, wait a second. How do we go from basically 0 to 3? Even if it gets reduced to 2, how do we do that? And everyone else is going to be like, hey, man, we can't have what happened on Sunday. We can't have our quarterbacks laid out on the ground with the fencing reaction and everybody in sheer horror because we know what it looks like. And we know that even though he didn't mean to do it.
Oh, I think he meant to do it.
Okay, well, that's a different spin on it than, you know, I guess most people
had. He had bad intentions. From the outset, that's who he is. That's how he plays.
How do you know that about him? Because I don't have
his record.
I don't have
his sister. I've watched him play.
Yeah,
it's a good play. You start on in San Francisco.
Yeah,
it's a good player.
But when you say he's got a record, like what?
Well,
meaning
he's got
a fines
history
of
aggressive behavior, as I'd love all my defensive players to have.
But if he hasn't been suspended,
that doesn't mean he didn't do anything egregious. He didn't step outside the lines. What he plays, I'd love our guys. He's like Luvu.
Mm-hmm.
I love he's got that nature about him. He's a dog. So I'm not mad at him. This is your cup of tea or somebody else's cup of tea. It's all to the eye of the behoo. If you think it was egregious, then you vote him out. If you think it wasn't, then you don't. Personally, it's football. I think the whole thing is rotten when in a game like this, we pick one positional player group out of a violent game and say, uh-oh. Hands off. Can't do him like that. But it's for television. I get it. I understand it. I don't like it, but I got to deal with it.
All right. That's the DOC, Azeez Al-Shaair of the Houston Texans, whacked with a 3-game suspension. As Nick Caserio just mentioned, and we let you hear the audio, basically the NFL, in their 3-game suspension note or ruling, said that his lack of sportsmanship and respect is troubling. And certainly, and that's from John Runyon, a guy who played the game. See, this is the problem that I have. We'll have more on this in just a second. We'll finish up this part of the conversation. I want to get to Monday Night Football. I want to get to everything going on around the NFL as best we can, plus the Commanders and lots of college football here for the 3 hours on a Tuesday in the nation's capital. Always live and free and on demand on the Odyssey app. The DOC is in the house. Rick Doc Walker, and you can join us at 301-230-0980. We'll get into Monday Night Football as well. All coming up on a wild night for Jameis Winston, the Browns, and the Denver Broncos right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the DOC is here on a Tuesday. We open up with this. Yeah, Azeez Al-Shaair, 3-game suspension, and Nick Caserio, the Houston Texans GM's pretty, emphatic, to say the least, response. And he's upset at former offensive lineman, NFL vice president of football operations, John Runyon, who clearly works for the league, but I believe, Doc, I'm not 100% sure on this. I believe he's also approved by the NFLPA. I don't believe that's just an NFL position, but I have to double check that. Either way, he was suspended for 3 games for the slide on Trevor Lawrence. Now, I'm looking at a freeze frame picture, right, from behind Elshayer and like looking towards Trevor Lawrence. And there's no doubt that Trevor Lawrence goes down a little bit late and he goes down to his right knee first. And you could see him kind of up, standing up vertically as Elshayer kind of like digs down a little bit in his stance and goes to make contact with him. So there's no doubt, I think, to any reasonable mind that Trevor Lawrence went down a little bit late. But the problem when everybody defends these defenders and says, well, what do you want them to do? There's nothing they can do. Well, there is something they can do, right? I understand you don't want to go for somebody's knees, but you don't have to go for the kill shot. Like, even if it's late, Doc, maybe I'm missing something. Like, if this happened to Jaden, okay, and it could very well happen to Jaden, people around here would be just destroying things, right? But if this exact scenario happened to Jaden, I would want a suspension, but I don't know if I could just throw the kitchen sink at a dude. If Jaden goes down kind of sort of late, if he's almost in a vertical position as he's going down, right? So it's not a pure baseball slide. And the player is as close as Elshayer was. I would say this. I think Elshayer could have obviously done better to not go for the kill shot. But when you are as close as they were and basically a head-on collision, sometimes, at least the way I look at it, is it is difficult to avoid that head to or above the neck contact. What I don't know if it is as difficult as people make it out, but it is difficult. And so I wish there was like some way, Doc, that we could just say, okay, yes, it was a bad play and a bad decision and a bad move and bad execution. But did he really mean to take Trevor Lawrence out? Was there anything else that he could do? And they clearly say yes. The answer is yes. And yet almost everybody that loves the game and watches the game says no.
I don't know what to tell you, man. He did his job. He did what any defensive player is going to do, try to decapitate a quarterback.
Well, that's not what every defensive player does.
But I'm just saying his mindset. That's just how this guy plays.
Right.
You're asking me to take the dog out of a killer. He clearly did what he did. I don't know what you're asking me to describe. He did it. You saw it. The guy went down late. We got a problem with quarterbacks doing this around, and you're asking me to justify. He's not asking for justification. He did it, and he'll do it again.
Well, I'm not asking for justification. I'm saying
I don't know what you're asking.
The Texans general manager is pissed, and he feels that his guy was unfairly
arbitrated.
Chris,
what do you expect him to say?
Well, but basically he's calling the NFL a bunch of BS liars.
What's new? Essek, please. Help a brother out.
Oh, yeah, no. The NFL doesn't know its butt from its elbow. Like, let's be honest.
I agree with that. He cited a couple of examples of like Brian Branch from the Lions and Derwin James. I mean, I don't remember those specific hits, but I guess what I'm trying to get at, guys, what maybe I'm doing a bad job of explaining it, is
Polly, help.
I have no problem with him getting fined. I have no problem with him getting suspended a game. It's the 3-game suspension. How do we go from 0 games to 3 games? That's what I don't understand.
So I think I've seen, because you have NFL or ESPN up in the background. I've seen a graphic that keeps on popping up that he has been fined in the past year somewhere upwards of nine times.
$25,000 due to a roughing the passer penalty and a face masking infraction, plus fined nearly $12,000 for his involvement in a fight against the Bears or his involvement in a fight against the Bears.
And then there was another fine earlier for a late tackle on the on the Titans. Like, he has a history in the last 2 years of having... So there's that issue, which I
understand. But he hasn't been suspended before, is my point.
I understand that it seems like a jump to go from 0 to 3, but that's, I think, the NFL being more on, hey, that's on us, he should have been suspended a while ago, and he wasn't. This is egregious enough that we need to take notice of it, and you have a history that this has to be more than just a one-game suspension. So I think that's where the NFL is. The NFL absolutely jumped the gun. They mishandled that, but this is the NFL. You kind of have to
NFL. And if it's reduced to 2, you'll have another chance to debate it for 30 minutes.
But
it may be reduced to 2.
The one thing that I will say is you can,
would you rather me talk about Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee?
I'd rather do that.
When they do the slow-mo,
Doc,
this
would be right up your territory.
No, it's not. I hate wasting my time.
You can see
you're justifying extend. The NFL.
I'm not justifying anything.
What they do about... How they govern the quarterback.
I'm actually criticizing the NFL for going from 0 to 3.
All right. Like I say, brother, I'll follow your lead. Even if you run me off the cliff, I'll go down a cliff with you.
You want me to run you off the cliff?
Yeah. Well, no, Cliff didn't run off no cliff.
Yeah.
Cliff made adjustments.
He threw the Titans off the cliff.
He damn sure did.
You want to talk about that next?
Will you do me a favor, genius, and let this gentleman know that I am at his beck and call? I'm not like the kid he'll have tomorrow. This is disruptive. I'm a grown-ass man that follows directions. You need disruption. You missed a kid. Not letting you finish your thoughts, interrupting you, not me.
I just want to have a good conversation with
you. Well, get the hell off this topic. Because this is pissing me off.
I can tell.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry for talking about breaking news.
It ain't no damn breaking news. It's obviously NFL
big news.
Protecting its quarterbacks.
Yeah.
They need to change this rule, figure out a way to teach these guys how to slide, or just run the hell out of bounds. Or just put a red jersey on them and tell them nobody. Make a tag for them.
Let's do that.
Something.
But
for God's sakes, man, give the defensive people some latitude. He slides late. And there's no penalty?
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Well, he slid late. But the guy did attack him. I'm telling you, he's a dog. You want me to say he's not? He is.
No, I'm not trying to get you to say.
He's going
to
get suspended. 3, I think it'll go down to 2. Next.
And even 2 is unfair, in my opinion.
I don't think so.
301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's do a trending alert, and then we will come back and discuss something else to
Aaron
avoid.
Aaron Rodgers, please. Even the Giants.
You want to talk about
Buffalo.
The Giants?
Your Buffalo Bills. I'll even do that. Jeez.
All right, the breaking news in the NFL is Azeez Al-Shaair of the Houston Texans suspended 3 games by John Runyan and the NFL for the vicious hit on Trevor Lawrence. You just heard the audio from Houston Texans general manager Nick Cassera. He is not a happy camper. Of course, Al-Shaair, according to multiple reports, is going to appeal the suspension and likely get it reduced. Meanwhile, the Commanders on bye week, so we look to other areas of the NFL for a little bit of news, and congratulations to Mike Holmgren, Sterling Sharp, all among the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2025 finalists. Holmgren beat out 11 others in the coaching category, including Mike Shanahan, to become the coaching finalist for selection to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Meanwhile, former Packers wide receiver Sterling Sharp, a brother of Shannon Sharp, and others are the finalists in the player category. All of this will be decided at the Super Bowl, along with the rest of the 2025 class. Meanwhile, the Wizards back in action tonight. They are in Cleveland, that's right, to take on the very, very, very good Cleveland Cavaliers, who just beat the Celtics the other night and off to a tremendous start in NBA Cup action. It's yours right here on the Team 980, beginning at 6:45 over on 106.7 The Fan. The Capitals look for a fifth win in a row against the San Jose Sharks, also at 6:45, both games on the Odyssey app, and that's what's trending. All right, so we're not allowed to talk about Azeez El-Shaair, the biggest story in the NFL today, getting suspended.
See what he just said?
For three games.
He spent 30 minutes on the story, and he said we're not allowed to talk about it.
Anymore.
Chris, you're allowed to do whatever you want to do for 3 hours.
Well, no, because now, in addition to upsetting you, I've also awoken Bones.
You didn't upset me.
Yeah, no.
This is your show.
No.
Do what you want to do.
No, you were pretty annoyed. So, Bones has tweeted us, and Bones is one of your canines, and he says, Doc, the rooster is low-key. I told you. The program is his weapon to get back. It's his platform of power.
And he should exert it.
Do you think that I'm exerting some platform power?
I'll ask a genius. Am I not a willing participant?
You are.
Yes.
Normally. Right. I mean, you weren't exactly anymore in that topic.
What are you talking
about?
You
didn't want to continue the debate.
There is no debate.
There is a debate. Should he be suspended for three games, yes or no?
And I said no, it'll go down to two.
Well, you said it'll be likely reduced to two.
Reduced to two, yeah.
But two you're okay with.
I said he's worth it. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
All right. But then you're defending
defenders.
Defending defenders is my point.
Didn't I say it was egregious?
And there's a difference. Like, it's specifically when you look at the slow-mo, he extends. Like,
he tried
he's
to
right
kill
there.
Him.
And
I
then
did not
he extends
say that.
And
right.
punches
in
the
face. Opening argument, I said,
okay.
It was, he tried to kill him.
Yeah, but then on one hand, you said that, and the suspension probably goes from 3 to 2, which I would agree.
Yeah.
But then you're also defending defensive players.
Well, I think they have a voice. They don't have a voice when it comes to quarterbacks. Mm. But I do feel sorry for them in the fact that the game, they're not allowed to play the game.
Mm.
The way the game should be played.
So that's what I was trying to get at.
So that's all I'm saying.
It's just trying to figure out how we meet this out.
NFL doesn't care. You're asking me. I am disappointed in the fact that they don't give a crap about certain players and others they overly protect.
That's fair.
So as a former player, I'm sensitive to that. I also respect the fact that you got to protect the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to bring outrage on both sides of the ball. I respect it. I understand it. And that's it.
Okay. That's the core points that I was just trying to get at to see how you felt about that, and being that it was such big news in the NFL.
I said that after 4 minutes, not 41 minutes.
Okay. Now, let's move on. I wish I only had 4 minutes. Like those TV anchors that only have to do 4 minutes, man. I wish I only had 4 minutes. But that being said, we move on. Monday Night Football last night. I don't know how much you watched. I watched pretty much the whole game while I was doing some tape work. I didn't see every snap. But let's start with, before we get to Jameis Winston, Bo Nix, who was not very good for the first 2.5 quarters or whatever it was, and then uncorked one over the middle of the field, a dart. In stride, and all of a sudden, Doc, and this kind of can happen, of course, in the NFL, and certainly if you just look at box scores, but even if you're watching the game, right? All of a sudden, Bo Nix went from, I think it was like 110 passing yards and maybe like 10 of 21 in terms of completion percentages to a great game, or a good game, and all of a sudden, well over 200 yards, early in the third quarter, about 10 minutes left to go, when he uncorks a 93-yard touchdown pass in stride to Marvin Mims, who then runs away from the Browns' defensive backs, right? It was a great pass. It was just everything you would want from a young quarterback in a big spot, backed up all the way to his end. And so it turned around, and all of a sudden, everybody goes, oh, Bo Nix, man. Oh, the Broncos are 8-5. Bo Nix finished with 294. 18 of 35, which, again, is not it's just more than 50%. Ideally, you would like better than that. I'm curious, with two interceptions, that one long touchdown, but yet a win for the Denver Broncos, and certainly their defense helped them out. We'll get to that. How do you process what we saw out of Bo Nix last night, maybe what you've seen so far, and all of this talk about him maybe eclipsing Jaden Daniels for something that a lot of other people care about? I personally don't give a lot of thought to is the Rookie of the Year award.
I'm with you on that. I liked him out of college. I could not take any more bad football from the Turkey Day deal. So I did not lay eyes on it. But I do like him.
Mm.
And Jameson, and then I knew the Steeler deal, I blew it because I didn't follow Big Tony's advice. Jameson can do it. It's just you don't know when it's going to happen. And so I think Bo's going to be okay. Bo just happens to have a guy I think can coach. He's a program builder. So when you get a guy that I have a great deal of respect for their staff and how they do football. So that's what he's got going for him. And so this whole rookie class I'm impressed with is probably the most potential I've seen in the whole group overall.
For quarterbacks.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen this many guys that can all play. And now the question is, do you get hooked up with really good people that can help you develop? That's the problem. Because a quarter of the league is run by garbage.
Well, we'll find out. And who the Bears are going to hire someone specifically. Yeah. I mean, there is no chance they go deep. As wacky as the Bears' history has been, and Kyle Brandt on Good Morning Football, whatever that show is, did a long history of them hiring John Fox when people thought they were going to hire an offense, forth. They are going to hire an offensive guru to work, whether it's Ben Johnson, whether it's
whomever.
But
you don't know
Cliff
that
Kingsbury.
Because they're still run like the program in
Understood.
The 50s.
Understood.
So you really don't know that. Their problem is the problem we had here. They need a sale or death to change how they do business. You're still trying to fix.
That's fair.
You're trying to put a brand new lug nut on a 1950s Model T.
That's fair.
It's never going to work there.
I mean, eventually, I have to hope that stupid isn't always stupid, right? And at some point, they figure it out that, hey, man, if you have the number one overall pick and you got lucky in that you made a very smart trade 2 years ago with Carolina to jump up to that number, and you got DJ Moore out of it.
They have more talent
than
Washington does.
If you have already done that, and you have some, then you will get the right person to match up with Caleb. We think right now, as long as he stays on the field, that Jaden is the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
In New England, they think they've got something in Drake May.
I agree with him.
And I believe they
do,
too.
We saw here, your mayonnaise guy. He made some throws.
I know.
This dude, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
But
he wasn't even in that class. He's
no,
in
he's
his
not.
Second
no,
year.
No, but I'm just saying.
But among
I
young quarterbacks,
I never thought he was anything other than a commercial.
Yeah.
But he showed me something because they got after
now,
him.
Now, we don't even know what J.J. McCarthy is going to be because he's had two procedures on a torn ACL. Who knows what he's going to be with Minnesota.
Trust
but
him.
If Kevin O'Connell's there, you'd like to think that
And if they
J.J.
keep
McCarthy's
the Trojan at quarterback, the key is that he doesn't have to play.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
he can just mature and be seasoned. It's just like meat.
But then you bring Bo Nix in, and his career started awful. They were really bad in a road loss in Seattle. Not that that's not a hornet's nest to play in. Remember, they went to Tampa 0-2 week 3 and beat the crap out of Tampa when Tampa was 2-0.
I still like Tampa.
Beat the crap out of Tampa.
Still
and
dangerous.
Then went and won one of the ugliest games that you're ever going to see up in New York against, at that point, still like a Jet team that had some hope. I know we're not allowed to talk about the Jets.
No.
But I'm just
are.
Saying.
You
know,
are. That's your team.
I don't know.
And they're awful because, and the guy that was the head coach, imagine that this dude was the head coach of Denver. That's what happens in this league. Some friends and family hang out.
It's what happens.
Destroy people's careers because you only have so many years to play in this league. And to let a group of nitwits take your kids' future in their hands and destroy years off that should be a
Well, you got to try to identify the nitwits before you actually hire them.
The guy in Denver knows what he's doing.
Okay.
And the guy in Pittsburgh took a guy that had brain damage and has fixed him.
All right. We're going to get to all that. But Bo Nix, I guess just circling back with him, 18 of 35, 294, touchdown, two picks. Again, not his best game. If you just look at the raw numbers, you say, oh, Bo Nix, you know, really good. Yet the Denver Broncos went to 8-5. Nobody had them in the playoffs except for me. I picked them to make the playoffs at the beginning of the year because I had faith that he would be a good fit in Sean Payton's system. And I'm not usually built like that, but I would say this, and Troy Aikman pointed this out in the broadcast, and the touchdown, and here's how I just wanted to wrap this up, as far as the Broncos are concerned, the touchdown was a perfect example of this. Troy Aikman pointed it out before the touchdown. He said the area that Bo Nix has really improved in is his mid-range or his intermediate passing game. Everyone knew he was great screens, quick game, all that stuff. That's what he majored in at Oregon. That's what he majored in. It's where he's improved in his intermediate game, and that's exactly what happened on the Marvin Mims touchdown. Because it wasn't just a bomb that Marvin Mims ran under. It was, you know, about a 25-ish yard pass through the air. I didn't see the next-gen stats on it or whatever. And then Marvin Mims obviously blew away the rest of the defensive backfield for the Cleveland Browns. But that is so interesting to see quarterbacks now. He's 13 games in, right? And he's way better than, I guess, a lot of people anticipated he would be. And you kind of wonder, okay, is that him or is that Sean Payton or is that just random luck? I don't know. But I would say this, Bo Nix, while he has certainly done a lot to enter into the equation for people that care about Rookie of the Year, I'll end it this way. I still don't think he's in Jaden Daniels' category. Just yet. I know statistically there are a lot of similarities and comparables, and you know, Bo Nix slightly better in some areas. They both have 8 wins. They're both 8-5. To me, I think Jaden Daniels has been a little bit better.
It's all to whatever your eyeballs tell you. Me personally, which again is not going to agree with you, I don't even start the process till after Turkey Day. So well, whatever they've done to this point to me means nothing.
We're after Turkey Day now.
Means nothing. Because right now we're going to find out who's in it to win it and who has the stamina to become a champion. All that other stuff, that's for the game board players. Now it starts.
What about Stratomatic?
I don't have nothing to do with that.
No.
Again, okay. I speak, but the people that are listening, that understand what I know, they get it.
So anything that happens before Thanksgiving, we just throw it out the window?
No, you don't throw it out the window. You caress it because it means something to you.
Okay.
Yeah. My judgment system starts after the drumstick goes down.
Eh?
Records and all that. What does it mean?
I mean, it means what it means.
It means what it means.
You are what you are.
The drumstick. Now we see. Right now, to me, we're 1-0.
Okay. I wish I could throw out everything that happened before Thanksgiving.
No. You don't have to do anything but trust what you trust. Okay. It's gotten you where you are now.
Let's take a timeout. Quick thought on Jameis Winston, who was both great and awful all in the same night. It's the best way I could say it. Next on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get to your calls on the other side of 2 o'clock, but I wanted to finish up the Monday night conversation from a Bronco win to improve to 8-5. I'm happy for my guy, Ben Kotwicka, special teams coordinator in Denver, who I love. Just got to spend a little time with him in Baltimore a couple of weeks ago. Always rooting for him. I did pick the Broncos to make the playoffs before the season starts, people. I also said the Bengals wouldn't make the playoffs. I said the Cowboys wouldn't make the playoffs. I'm right! I'm a genius.
How'd your picks go
this
week?
Well, that's a different question. Okay. And actually, I want to bring that up in the 2 o'clock hour because I want to examine what it's like to be a brilliant surgeon. Okay? Well, we know that's not the case. But
He's a brand. Yeah.
I want to examine further on that subject. But Jameis Winston last night, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Jameis Winston was so Jameis, you could not be any more Jameis than Jameis was last night. On the road against a pretty good defense, not a great defense, a pretty good defense, 34-58, 497 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 2 of them pick sixes. How do you be any more Jameis than that?
Thank goodness he's got an excellent defense.
It's good.
Well, it's damn good. Because
can't bail
not
him out of every game.
Well, I know it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's like another bad program that had Flacco. You know, I look at Flacco and I think about Tampa and their quarterback situation and the mismanagement of these by these organizations that moved on from guys who they won with to get people they can't win with. And it's really the mismanagement of organizations that put these people in these situations, and yet they'll all still make a profit, but they're horribly run. And that just really burns me up to think
Yet I would say, if you're specifically, I mean, in this case, you're talking about Jameis in
the
Cleveland, right?
Situation.
And moving on from Flacco.
Well, across the board.
All right. But here's what I would say. Mm-hmm. Jameis and the Browns did not win that game last night. Mm-hmm. And he's got, Lord knows he's got his major potholes. But he's 10 times better than the guy that they originally invested, not only $235 million fully guaranteed in.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But multiple first-round picks.
What did Denver do that's impressive? They cut their losses.
They did.
You know, a business that profits, even if it never wakes up, they did the right thing. Did. You can tell these amateurs that don't want to. First of all, it's not their money. You can always tell the person that says, oh, yeah, let's get more, because they're not invested.
Yeah, Denver got hammered for what they did.
And hammered by who? Joe fans.
By
real quick.
The media critics.
Before we get to break.
Yeah, Jameis Winston.
Hear. Yeah, Jameis Winston had one of the best quotes of the season.
Yeah, everybody knows how famous he is for famous Jameis for his pregame speeches, which I watched last night. It was great. For other things that he said, this might top the cake.
I am a better player, you know, but in times like this, you know, that's it's an opportunity to continue to glorify the Lord even through the toughest circumstances. I know I'm better than this. I know I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes. Like that's not me. Like a phenomenal game, offense, do some great things, but I messed it up.
I know I'm praying to the Lord to deliver. What did he say? To deliver me from pick sixes.
And he's serious. I believe him.
Yeah.
I believe him.
Yeah, I'm not very religious, but that made me laugh.
Yeah.
301-230-0980. 301-230.
Man, the brother's got faith.
0980. He needs it.
You trust the whale, but you don't trust
him. I will say this. I'd rather have Jameis Winston as my quarterback than Joe Flacco or Deshaun Watson or half of these other jabronis.
Deshaun Watson, I'll agree with you on. Flacco, we may have to arm. And the kid that's playing in Tampa right now.
Oh, Baker Mayfield's
give
the real
me Baker Mayfield.
All right, there you go. 301-230-0980.
You'll plant that flag on
you too, brother. 301-230-0980, 2 o'clock in the nation's capital and beyond. We are always live and free on the Odyssey app and on the Team 980 all throughout the DMV. Stay with us.